Hi, this is bonus to the activation, sort of like a activation part 2B. So I wanted to tell you some of the things that I do. So it's not even an activation, it's what I do on a regular basis to connect with the you. So it always comes from, I don't need you to be in my space. I don't need you as a client to come and show up. I don't need you. So always comes from that place. Part one. In activation, I am whole and complete, and what I need, I already have. From that place, there is no codependency when it happens. So I don't call divine appointments in from a place of need. I don't call in collaboration from a place of need. I always call it in from a place of love and expansion. From that place, what I do. Now, this is fun. And I want you to imagine what it looks like, and then you do it in your own way. I will walk around the house once I activate from part one. I walk around the house and I call them in. I said, I'm calling you in. I'm calling you in. I'm calling you in. And I make this motion with my hands. So my palms are open, and as if I was scooping something up with my arms. Like imagine you are scooping something up with your arms from the air. Like you're scooping something out. So like I walk around the house and I'm high energy. I will usually play some fun music, make sure that my body is vibrating, and then I'll walk around my house, not out on the street. Although, hey, if you want to be that daring, go for it. I'll walk around my house and I'll scoop it up, like scoop them out, call them forward with my like, come on, come on. You know, like when you like almost when you're calling people, calling people forward towards you, like, oh, come on, let's go. Almost like that, but all the way, like my arms go all the way from my waist, which is around the second chakra, scooping it up. Scooping it up. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm here. Hello. Calling you in, calling you in, calling you in. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm calling you in. And I walk around the house and I'll just keep saying it. I'll start dancing to it too. So my whole entire being is completely activated and in the activity of calling the you that I'm here to collaborate with in. And I feel it coming into my body. So remember, you have to be high vibration. This isn't just like sitting there, oh yeah, I'm ready. Come on. Yep. Nothing's going to happen from that place. You must activate your energy. You must raise your vibration. And from that place, then start calling them in. So do the part one activation, meaning part 2A activation, and then play some awesome music, something you like to move to, something that inspires you, something that you feel really good when you listen to, and move your body a little bit. Get it shaking. Get your energy like revved up, you know, high energy, high vibration, and then walk around and call them in. Hello, come on, I'm ready, let's go. Hello, come on, I'm ready, let's go. I'm ready for you, I'm ready for you. Like even like that, I'll start singing. I do because it activates the energy. So that's one thing I do that's like fun, tangible, somatic. One other thing that I do is when I'm out in the world, I love doing it when I'm flying. When I'm flying, I will drop, you know how in the part A of part two, like the activation you are receiving with this, I said like imagine dropping in bits and bytes of information. I will imagine that I do it when I'm in a plane. So when I'm flying in a plane high above, I will imagine dropping little droplets, energetic droplets, like, oh, I don't know where my clients are, but, or I don't know where my divine appointments are, or I don't know where my collaborators are, but you know what? What if they're here? And I'll imagine that as I'm flying over like a city, a metropolis, I'm dropping it from a high sky. I'll also do it when I'm out in the world, when I'm out in a grocery store. I'm like, I have no idea how many of these people will become my clients or my collaborators' divine appointments. So I'll just leave behind little droplets of bits and pieces of information energetically. So I engage the ether that way. I'll engage the energy that way. And I'll just leave it behind wherever I go. When I'm traveling and I'm in a city, I'm like, oh yeah, drop, drop, here, there, there we are. And I'll drop it and I'll leave it behind. So start playing with that. If you're driving by somewhere and you see a building and you're like, oh, there are a lot of people there. Like I do it, I won't do it over a desert. Like that to me doesn't work. Makes no sense. Dropping over a desert or mountains, but I may be like one person over 100 miles. I'll do it in metropolis, over metropolis. So wherever you are in groups of people where people are frequently like coffee shops. Like I'll drop it in coffee shops because I know people walk through the door. So as I walk through the door, I consciously will drop a little bit and bite. You know what I mean by bit and bite? It's a bits and pieces, but it's also bytes, like electronic encoding word, bytes of data. I drop it in a doorway. Anybody who passes by through the door may be a potential collaborator, divine appointment. So I will leave a little information for them, like a packet of, hey, find me here, find me there. So these are some fun ways I play with engaging with the energy and the environment to keep dropping energetic reminders for the you that I'm here to work with, to collaborate with, to create with, my divine appointment, to find me. And I'm inviting you and sharing this with you so you can play with that as well. And then start paying attention to what happens when you do. Like people turn around and look at you. All of a sudden, people will just start joining your Instagram account or dropping you DMs. And you're like, well, how is that happening? They might have gotten you a bit and bite of information. Have fun with this. I do. And it works.